Nobody knows it's going still. Our mother lands and mother seas is what we believe. It's simple, we don't want a king. Somebody say that the war ended today, but everybody knows it's going still. Our motherlands and mother seas, here's where we
Too Much Rock podcast number 12. This is your host, Sid Souter. And that is Devendra Barnhart, or Bonhart, with the song Heard Somebody Say. That's from his Cripple Crow record released in September on XL Records. He's a San Francisco-based singer-songwriter who draws favorable comparisons to all of your favorite bands, certainly to Sufjan and everyone else. But I, you know, there's even some Randy Newman type songs on there. So he's all over the place, and some of them are hits and some of those are misses, but it's always bold and entertaining. So that's an album you might want to check out. I am, as you can tell, still on the road, so you get the microphone that's built into my PowerBook, not the special expensive pointless equipment I have sitting on my desk at home. But good news is next week I'll be back at home for a couple of days, and that's where I'll record next week's at. So expect high fidelity next week, and in the meantime, just expect good music. I'm going to continue that with the band Sons and Daughters, a song called The Ramalama, off of their CD, The Repulsion Box. It came out in August on Domino Records, and I saw the band play at the Middle East Upstairs this fall, and they were just fantastic. Sexy and dirty and garagey and very energetic. Very good stuff from this Glasgow band. So let's go ahead and play this song. It's Ramalama.
Listen. On a blue antique night and early October, his wavy brown hair stuck wet to his shoulder, and it's click, 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 go the heels of his feet. Listen. Da 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 da. Since the boyfriend has visited, the milk's in a pile by the door. While our series is playing on terrestrial TV, the neighbors, they don't even know. When it's click, 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 go the heels of his feet. Listen. Da 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 da. Listen. Da 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 da. that she was going to eat for her dinner is left on a plate by the stove. Well, there's unopened bills and letters and junk mail all strewn on the mat by the door. And it's click, 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 go the heels of his feet, listen. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Listen.
Then hang around.
weird noises there, like my cell phone was about to ring. I wonder if you got that. This is Sid Sauter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 12, and that was Copeland with the song Pin Your Wings from the In Motion CD. Came out in 2005 on Militia Records. That was suggested to me by some friends whenever I complain about there's no such thing as new emo and all the bands sound the same and you know, they said, oh no, listen to Copeland, you'll like them. Wow, not emo, just wimpy. That song there is the most guts on the album, and that guitar riff's kind of good. Mostly it reminds me of a Harris song, so that might be why I like it. But yeah, not a fan, though. That song there does have some merit to it, and I can find something to enjoy in it, and I hope you can too. Before that, you heard Sons and Daughters from Glasgow. What a great band. I've got a couple more songs coming up for you. Let's play something from Hot Chip, the song Crap Craft Dinner. This is from the Coming On Strong album that was released in May of 2004 in the UK, but I think it's just now coming out in the States, so a bit on the slow for the US release. Lots of things mixed in here, electronics and houses, but you know, it's also got a bit of the sort of, I don't know, blipcore thing going for it at times. There's three songs on here that I really am in love with, and it was hard just to pick the one, but we're going to play Crap Craft Dinner because it's got such a fun hook to it. So here you go.
Is that one cry?
cause I haven't got the time for a jerk or loser, and all you can hear is my refusal, cause I haven't got the time for a jerk or loser, and there was a kind of fever that pushed me out of the front door into the pale exhaust fumes park by Broadwater Farm, or the grubby road that eventually leads to Enfield. Turkish supermarkets after chicken restaurant after spare parts shop. Everything in my life felt like it was coming to a mysterious close. I could hardly walk to the end of the street without feeling there was no way to go except back. The dates I'd had that summer had come to nothing. My job was a dead end and the rent check was killing me a little more each month. It seemed unlikely that anything could hold much longer. The only question left to ask was what would happen after everything familiar collapsed. But for now, the summer stretched between me and that moment. It was ferociously hot, and the air quality became so bad that by the evening the noise of nearby trains stuttered in fits and starts, distorted through the shifting air. As I lay in my room, I could hear my neighbours discussing the World Cup and opening beers in their gardens. On the other side, someone was singing an Arabic prayer through the thin wall. I had no money for the pub, so I decided to go for a walk. I found myself wandering aimlessly to the west, past the terrace of chip and kebab shops and laundrettes near the tube station. I crossed the street and headed into virgin territory. I'd never been this way before. Gravel-dashed houses alternated with square 60s offices, and the white pavements undulated with cracks and litter. I walked and walked because there was nothing else for me to do, and by degrees, the light began to fade. The mouth of an avenue led me to the verge of a long, greasy A-road that rose up in the far distance, with symmetrical terraces falling steeply down then up again from a distant railway station. There were four benches to my right, interspersed with those strange bushes that grow in the area, whose blossoms are so pale yellow they seem translucent, almost spectral. And suddenly tired, I sat down. I held my head in my hands, feeling like shit, but a sudden breeze escaped from the terraces, and for a moment I lost my thoughts in its unexpected coolness. I looked up, and I realized I was sitting in a photograph. I remembered clearly, this photograph was taken by my mother in 1982, outside our front garden in Hampshire. It was slightly underexposed. I was still sitting on the bench, but the colors and the planes of the road and horizon had become the photo. If I looked hard, I could see the lines of the window ledge in the original photograph were now composed by a tree branch and the silhouetted edge of a grass verge. The sheen of the flash on the window was replicated by bonfire smoke, drifting infinitesimally slowly from behind a fence.
My sister's face had been dimly visible behind the window, and yes, there were pale stars far off to the west that traced out the lines of a toddler's eyes and mouth. When I look back at this, there's nothing to grasp, no starting point. I was inside an underexposed photo from 1982, but I was also sitting on a bench in Haringey. Strongest of all was the feeling of 1982-ness. Dizzy, illogical, as if none of the intervening disasters and wrong turns had happened yet. I felt guilty and inconsolably sad. I felt the instinctive tug back to school, the memory of shopping malls, cooking, driving in my mother's car. All gone, gone forever. I just sat there for a while. I was so tired that I didn't bother trying to work out what was going on. I was happy just to sit in the photo while it lasted, which wasn't for long anyway. The light faded, the wind caught the smoke, the stars dimmed under the glare of the street lamps. I got up and walked away from the squat little benches and an oncoming gang of kids. A bus was rumbling to my rescue down the hill, with a great big Via Alexandra Palace on its front. And I realized I did want to drink after all. Thank you.
awfully chill, isn't it? This is the album Leaf, a song for Jonathan from the Seal Beach EP. This is the reissue that I just picked up. Came out in April of 05 on Better Looking Records. Of course, led by Jimmy Lavelle, a San Diego boy with a good pedigree in interesting indie rock and such. And this album, however, or this EP, is kind of filler. There's nothing that grand in it. I love the early stuff. And in fact, I think I talked about the album Leaf not long ago. But this one just doesn't do that much for me. Most of the tracks are a lot like the one you just heard. They flow and they become background music real easy. Easily, rather. I hope you weren't listening while you were on the bus and fell asleep and missed your stop. If so, ding now and get off. Before that, we heard The Clientele with the song Losing Haringey from the Strange Geometry album. It came out in October on Merge Records. A London band is, if you couldn't tell from the accents. Kind of, the whole album's kind of shimmering and slow, a little bit psychedelic, but a little bit of, like, I don't know, a felt or Galaxy 500, I guess, kind of feel to it. Which, of course, is just kind of reinventing one of the many tones of the Velvet Underground as well, I think. But yeah, that's a good album. And before that, London-based band Hot Chip, or Guy, maybe. I don't know. I don't know much about that band. Though that album does have some really good things on it that make me happy. We have come to the end of the show, folks. I've got one track left for you, and it's not a Christmas track, not even a Hanukkah track. So although last week I indulged the season, it won't happen this time. Maybe next week. Maybe it's okay to play Christmas music after Christmas, because then you're just ironic, maybe. I don't know. But this has been Sid Souter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 12. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end things off today with Low. I went on a Low kick last week, hit the iTunes store, and basically bought everything I didn't have. So I bought Long Division and Secret Name and Things We Lost in the Fire and the Christmas EP as well. And that's kind of what spawned it. And when I was buying that one on iTunes, I thought, oh, why not just get it all? So yeah, now I own everything, as sad as that is. And I played it back-to-back in, you know, 14 hours of Low. Sounds a lot like 2 hours of Low because you're asleep after two. In a very blissful, wonderful place, but asleep all the same. Finding one song to play from all of those albums was difficult, so I just picked my favorite, probably my favorite Low song of all time. This song is Dinosaur Act from Things We Lost in the Fire. Came out in 2001 on Cranky Records. So let's end it off there. I'll see you next week. Thanks.
shot up like a bright red snowflake, just like a dinosaur. It's a dinosaur.